land that I love, stand beside her and ply her,
guide her
with alcohol in your hands. From the Palatial Bride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it is time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the new Galaxy Nexus, available on Sprint. The world's greatest Android phone arrives on the world's greatest cellular network. Check it out today at Sprint.com. Use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a very special listener discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the non-4G covered state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. What was that look for?
How's it going? I'm trying to... I need tighter headphones or something. My mic is picking up your music.
You need tighter.
I do.
You need tighter. You need to be tighter, is what you're saying. It's
well,
like, what is this? What is this? 45 seconds into the show, and we have already descended into sexual.
I didn't. I said I need tighter headphones.
I think we need a tighter. But you know what we really need? We need to talk to our manager, Joey L. Boohacker the third, and see if he can get us an intern for the show. We need someone to keep us on track, I think, is what it is really that we need.
Well, I don't think he has an intern for his show. So
it doesn't matter. Joey makes all of his money off being our agent. Clearly, he gets 10% of our massive earnings, and that's what keeps him afloat and able for him to do his little show that he does.
So wait, so I need something tighter, and we have massive.
Right,
earnings.
And we need an intern to help
right.
us with our massive tightness.
Yes.
We should talk to Mr. Joey L. Boohacker. Email him? Mr. Joey L. Boohacker at cocktailsandcreampost.com.
Sure,
the L stands for Lucifer. I don't know why that amuses me, but it does. Oh, the hits just keep on coming. So, hi, Adam, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I was going to type something on the keyboard, and so I muted myself, and then I thought, wait a minute, I can't talk if I muted my... Well, you know, I'm okay. I shouldn't... Well, I'll just pretend to be good. I am great.
Excellent acting.
I am just so fabulous that I don't even know how much more fabulous I could be.
Right. Well, I'll just to let people in, because you know what? We have never hidden the fact that we do a podunk little show on the internet. I mean, I don't think we've ever shielded the listeners from any of the technical goings-on around this place. So we, because Adam is going down to Orlando where he can properly be sorted into...
Gryffindor!
Down at Universal Studios. Are you going to go to the
No,
Universal
so,
Studios,
so the plan is that I'm going to, there is a pool party being thrown, the first pool party of the year for my two mm-hmm. friends mm-hmm. who I'm staying with, and they just decided to do it because I was coming that weekend.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Right.
And then my only other criteria was that we go to SeaWorld because I love SeaWorld. And it's been a few years.
I don't even have a dolphin sound here.
I love SeaWorld, so we're going there. The other thing that I mentioned was possibly going to Epcot to visit all the different countries, because the last right. time that I was there, we were there too late and we didn't get to visit the countries. So I would
I would go to Universal Studios, because let me tell you, Epcot is just a big mall. It really is. It's just a big mall with foreign people in it.
Well, I thought going around to eat, maybe they have a Philippines.
They don't.
And I could get some duck eggs, and then I could feel like, you know, speaking of duck eggs, and this is not in the lineup, but I did, Mark did tell me that breakfast this morning included duck eggs.
He had duck eggs this morning. And I'm sorry. And by the, of course, when you say Mark, you mean...
My cat's name is Mittens.
Mittens.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Mittens. Anyway, so what I was trying to get, before I went down this particular rabbit hole here, what I was trying to say to the dear listening audience is... Adam is taking a trip, so we are actually recording two shows here tonight, back to back. So you're going to only hear the first one this week, and then you'll hear the next one next week. And as fortune might have had it...
Might have had it.
You know, whatever, I no longer even know how to talk. There was a lot of people who died this week. I mean, a lot of really... I'll get to this in just a second here. A lot of really important people. Oh, whatever. Hello?
Yeah, hi, it's Robert, a.k.a. RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser, right.
I'm speaking slowly because you obviously have trouble understanding proper English. Anyway.
Actually, that is not true. You should speak slowly because we, sir, are very stupid.
Speak
Three
for
Rose, you. Australian swimmer and wannabe Hollywood actor, has died.
Uh-huh.
Now...
Who?
You may not recognize this, as you didn't recognize a living legend who is now dead,
right.
Ian Terps Turpie, but...
Well, that's because he was a horrible living legend. Most living legends aren't dead. That's all I'm trying to say. I know you guys do things differently in the other hemisphere, but our living legends are at least alive.
Maybe he was alive when he called, and they can actually tell the future there.
That's what it is. I have to back this up, because I missed who he said died.
And wannabe Hollywood actor has died, understanding proper English. Anyway,
yes.
Murray Rose, Australian swimmer.
Murray Rose?
I
that's not even a real... They're just making up names.
I got nothing. I don't know who that is. Australian singer Murray Rose?
He's got to swim that channel over there, he is.
A living legend who is now dead,
right.
Ian Terps Turpie. But this news actually made the Washington Post. So... There you go. Bye.
So wait, now they're enlisting the help of the Washington Post to try to get
Washington
an extra
Post.
$5?
Washington, well, you know, I think that's what it cost in Australia to subscribe to the Washington Post is $5 right up front. So I don't know. So unnamed Australian dude died, or some Australian swimmer died. What do you say?
I don't know who that is, so... No.
Well, I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm willing to give him half. I'm willing to give him half on that just because, whatever. You know, yeah. RT, did we mention RT Cruiser? You got to be present at Pride 48 to win this money. So I'm hoping.
That's a new thing? You got to be present to win?
I'm kidding. You don't have to be present to win. So.
He could send a proxy.
Right. Yeah, you could send a proxy. I still think if you and the guys from New Zealand, if you guys just carpool, you
boat
save
pool.
A lot of money. Right. Anyway, thank you very much, RT Cruiser. And again, it's not that we don't know how to speak Australian. We're just generally slow in all areas of life. That's just how we are. So what I was trying to say before I was so rudely interrupted is that there was a lot of deaths this week. From a lot of very important people. Not to mention, sometime within the next 2 week period, we're going to get bitten on the butt here because by the time you get back, I have a feeling that the dangling BG will have stopped to dangle.
The dangling,
you
know, BG.
Yeah, you know, we do have a BG in the hospital, right? As we he's staying alive in that hospital in the coma there. So we've got a BG in the hospital who might croak at any moment. So that's probably going to consume things. So here's what I was trying to say and all this stuff. I know. Get to the point. I have to add a list. So the point is that we're going to spread this out over the two shows. So if you don't hear your call from the Celebrity Voice Line or your contact or your email on this show that you're listening to right now, DI-37, is that it?
DI-37? Beats me.
Some number in the 30s. I'm going to our website right now, tbcintent.com. So yeah, this will be episode 37. So you're listening now to episode 37, dear listener. And if you don't hear your phone call on this one, please don't call and say you didn't hear your call because we won't hear it for 2 weeks.
And now they'll
likely,
call and say
more than
they
likely
didn't
it will be
call.
On the well. It'll make a very light show when you come back. We'll have all these phone calls. I didn't hear my phone call. It'll just be an entire show of Fatty going, I still haven't heard my phone call.
Well, we did get
the
two shows ago, we did get Google Plus comments stating, where was my, and you know who it was, you know, it makes sense. It was that old crusty Pythagoras over there in the wherever he lives. I can't remember
Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. Yes.
He was one of the main culprits saying that we didn't play his. And he said he sent it on, he called on Saturday and he did not.
He is easily confused. I don't know if you know that or not. So anyway, so we've got two big shows here for you back to back here, and we will try not to repeat ourselves. I say what we do is on the next show, we just cut this entire intro and start it again. Just play it again.
Right.
And then they'll be like, they fucked it up and posted the wrong show. Anyway. All right, so there you go. So how are you, Adam?
I think you asked that like three times already.
Excellent.
You know what? I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, so I went to a movie this week because I'm trying to, as I've said multiple times, I'm trying to fill my time and decided to go to a movie. And was this
in a regular movie theater or one of the movie theaters that you might frequent?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying was there a flat $10 fee at the entrance of the theater and you didn't really matter what the movie was that was playing?
And they provide like handy wipes, you know, or moist towelettes
those are extra. Where do you go? What kind of swanky porno theaters
Porno theaters. That's what you're talking about.
I'm going to my swanky porno theater where they provide me with the handy wipes.
You know, speaking of swanky porno theaters, my favorite kind of fever, my favorite kind of theater, you might get a fever from going to one of those, but my favorite kind of theater is the kind in Dallas they have them. They're called Movie Studio Grill or Studio Movie Grill. I always get it confused. I can't remember which goes first, but anyway.
Are these the ones where people can chain smoke and you can order beer and
I don't think smoking is allowed, at least because Dallas doesn't allow smoking inside, basically. But you eat at the same time as you watch a movie. So they have tables set up and it's like probably the quality level of maybe a Chili's or, you know, a chain type restaurant.
Right. But well, you that's order what they do. They just go out to Chili's.
You know, so the next big thing is the next big thing possibly would be a porno eat in movie theater.
Right.
Where, you know,
there's nothing says, you know, sexy like having someone reach over and fondle you with greasy hands.
Right. I mean,
they're pre-lubed. We don't like to think of them as greasy hands. They're pre-lubricated hands.
Right. You just don't want to order ketchup with anything because you might, I don't know. Maybe that would be the straight version, though. You wouldn't want to order anyway.
I love going down on guys in the eating porno theater. They all taste like buffalo. There was a joke there somewhere, and I totally messed it up.
There are jokes everywhere, and we mess them all up. That's our mantra.
You know what it is? I've learned it's just we don't speak Australian. If we knew how to speak Australian, we would be much better at the jokes.
Maybe if we record backwards.
That's what it is. And say things like, Ate Cruiser.
So I went to a regular movie theater.
Non-pornographic, non-eating pornographic theater.
The movie that I saw, a lot of people will probably say, why did you want to go see this movie at all, first of all? And why did you spend money to go see it in a theater? Uh-huh. Well, I went to see American Reunion.
Why did you go and see that movie theater?
Well,
why did you go and see that movie, I mean?
Who has not seen the original American Pie movie? I mean, everybody saw that movie. Hey, really? You haven't seen that movie?
No, I've seen it.
Okay. And the chick, the redheaded chick, has gone, you know, one time at band camp, you know, the whole... I mean, that movie is like an iconic, might I say, I don't know if I've used this word before, but that was an iconoclastic movie.
It was an iconoclastic thing. By the way, the redheaded chick, by the way, is Allison Hannigan, who was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and is currently on How I Met Your Mother.
She was Willow in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. I seem to remember.
Yeah, she's not some redheaded chick.
So this is an iconoclastic, which is the wrong use of that word, I know, movie from the 90s. Well, I, being the old man that I am, I graduated from high school in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Actually, all of my high school career happened in the 90s. And I went to see that movie. I think I've seen more than one of them, but I know they did some straight-to-DVD ones that were just rubbish.
Oh, by the way, for our international listeners, the movie that he is talking about could possibly be known as American Pie Reunion in your country because it has been released under two different titles. It's only called American Reunion in America.
So I went to see it for two reasons. One, it was the nostalgia because, I mean, it's just one of those happy, fun, you know, teen sexuality sort of movies, you know? And two, because the guy, they made this big deal about the fact that the main guy shows his penis. And I mean, really, who doesn't want to go see a penis?
Were you able to eat while you were seeing the penis?
I had popcorn, actually.
Excellent.
You know, and someone on Twitter...
13 years after graduating high school, Jim Levinson, Chris Oz Ostrecher, and Kevin Myers all show their penis. The end. That's now, what it says right here. That's the plot of this.
Only one
movie.
Of them shows his penis. And the funny thing, I don't know, spoiler alert, if you guys want to see this, you might want to fast forward like 30 seconds. Uh-huh. He shows his penis, but you see it behind a see-through pot cover. Because he's in the kitchen, he wakes up naked for some reason, and he's trying to hide it from people who are coming in, and he picks up the first thing that he can find, and it's a see-through lid. Mm-hmm. So you see the penis. And it's not hard or anything, so I mean, it was okay. But
searching
I will say...
the internet right now.
I will say this. It was very funny. I really... And, you know, maybe I have crass, juvenile... you know, maybe my sense of humor is crass and juvenile. Maybe it is.
That is a correct statement, sir.
But I really enjoyed it. I laughed through the whole thing. And now, I will say this. There was no 3D penis. there was no surround sound penis, no anything like that. So really, there probably would have been no reason to see it in a theater. If you'd like to wait until it comes out and rent it, I think it is a chuckle, though. So anyone who wants to go see that, I think you'll enjoy yourself.
So what you're basically saying is you can go and see Jason Biggs penis and laugh at it.
Well, no. I'm sure it's a... It doesn't look like a small penis, but it's soft,
now,
so
was
you
it,
can't
was
tell.
It, was it, well, was it as impressive as Jason Segel's penis in the movie that he did, that he wrote?
I don't know who Jason Segel is, and I don't know that I've seen his penis. And I don't
Excellent.
Know what movie
right,
that is.
Moving along. So you went and saw American Reunion. Excellent.
I did.
So I'm very happy for you. So overall, other than the penis, did you enjoy the movie?
Yes, I was saying, I told someone on Twitter that it was funny. It was I laughed all the way through. If you're torn between theater and at home, I don't think there would be a huge difference because there's no reason to necessarily see it in the theater.
Right. I just heard you say that.
Yes.
I was only half listening to you, but I agree. That was apparently the half I listened to. You know, we should really get the phones fixed around here because they seem to ring at in even intervals. I'm not saying that the phones ring. I'm just saying that the time between the rings.
Although it is funny
that see, it's the time between that second and third ring there was really, really long. Hello?
Deathline, this is Robert, NYC, reporting that Dick Clark has died. It's about 8 minutes old, so I'm sure I'm probably the 15th caller. But anyway, just wanted to throw my hat in the ring.
And Robert, he said Robert, right?
Robert, NYC. Yes.
So I just want to say, Robert, you are not. You are the first caller.
Robert, you are the first caller to correctly point out. Why didn't we use that for the ringtone? Why didn't we use that for the ringtone?
Well, I don't know.
We made a special ringtone for the Whitney Houston one. Why didn't we do that for Dick?
Well, you know.
Hey, do you watch American Idol?
I really try not to watch American Idol.
Oh.
Why?
Because Ryan Seacrest is the host there, and he was quite moved. You know, he was quite choked up about Dick Clark dying. And first of all, congratulations, Robert. You did win. Congratulations, Robert. You won an entry into the contest, and indeed, Dick Clark is $5 worthy. So Dick Clark increases the pot by $5, and Robert, you are entered into the contest. By the way, Robert, you live in New York City, and I've been asking for things to do in New York City. You could at least, you know, offer to go to lunch or something.
Now, I would imagine that the first thing that Ryan Seacrest did when he heard that Dick Clark had died was jump up and down and do a little dance that he didn't have
Why?
To humor Dick Clark at the New Year's Eve thing every year. And he could do it alone from now on.
Well, he's been doing it alone. So Ryan Seacrest did this whole, anyway, it struck me last night when I was watching American Idol. I looked over at Robert after, you know, Ryan introduced this 5-minute video montage about Dick Clark and American Bandstand and whatever, and I looked over it, and Ryan was clearly getting all choked up, and I looked over at Robert, and I was like, wow, Ryan really loves Dick. Anyway, so...
Wow, you went a long way for that one.
I know. I almost went, it was like, should have told him to take his jacket off. Anyway,
Does it not count if it's 2 episodes ahead? That doesn't end this episode, right?
What doesn't end?
When you say the title of a show that was 2 episodes past.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that. What was the title of the last episode?
Well,
no,
it was.
It has to be the last. Yeah, no, that doesn't end the show.
Okay.
Although that would quite handily get us out of having to do any more of this.
All right. Just end it.
we can save ourselves for tonight. I don't even know what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to move something in Trello and I can't find it. All right, so American Reunion gets moved from that over to that. All right, so now just real quickly, because, you know, as usual, we're running behind. Just real quickly, I had a question for the audience, a very important question for the audience that I would like, you know, since we're going to be taking 2 weeks here, I figure this is good. 2 weeks for people to
wow.
vote and stuff.
The celebrity death phone actually interrupted you this time.
It's almost as if you had taken control of it or something. I don't know what it is. Hello?
Dick Clark is dead.
Now, that person did not say, obviously, who they are.
Oh, my God. Wait. All right. I'm going to play this again. Everyone get ready now.
How can you replay a phone call?
All right. So what I'm going to say, because I recorded it. Oh. So I want people to know you. Get ready now. If you'd like a new ringtone for your phone, right? All right? So cut this piece out. You ready? In 3, 2.
Dick Clark is dead.
It's like, that could be your new ringtone. Dick Clark is dead. Click.
Instead of technology for the technology segment, we could have Dick Clark
right.
is dead.
Dick Clark is dead.
Dick Clark is dead.
Right. So do we know who this is? It says here Rochester, New York.
I know where they called from. That's all I know.
So someone from Rochester called to...
It doesn't matter because what they're going to get right now...
Right, is the poopy music.
Is, yes.
Right. So, you know... So, thank goodness you didn't win because we wouldn't have known who you were.
Right. Well, I think a rule of the contest is even if we know who you are, if you don't tell us who you are, right. you didn't win.
Unless you're an international internet celebrity like Big Fatty.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Big Fatty needs no introduction to anything ever.
Right.
I'm just saying, yeah, have you ever gone to, at Pride 48, when he walked into the room, does anyone ever announce him and go, ladies and gentlemen, Big Fatty? And they don't have to because he's an international internet celebrity.
No, but I don't recall anybody announcing me when I walked into the room either.
That's because you're not an internet celebrity.
Well, then your logic is flawed because you said he wasn't announced because he's an internet celebrity, international, and you said I also was not announced because I'm not one. So flawed logic completely. So what about a guitar? What about a guitar?
What about a used car? What was that?
I said, get the damn phone.
Hold on. Hello?
Hey, Daniel and Adam. It's Peter G. calling, and I hope I'm the first to let you know that Dick Clark has died. He's dead.
He's dead.
I mean, he's been barely alive for years anyway.
Right.
But now he's officially kicked the bucket. Okay. And he's dead. He's like 1,000 years old or something.
Damn.
Still waiting on that BG though. But for now, the only news is that Dick Clark is dead.
Dick Clark is dead.
This is that Peter G. recording. Thank you.
You know, I have noticed. I've noticed a theme in our celebrity death phone calls.
Uh-huh.
We have two types of celebrity death phone callers. We have the ones who just want to get straight to the point and say, Dick Clark is dead.
Right.
And then we have
people
those,
that enjoy the foreplay.
Yeah, they want to have a monologue, you know, and they want to get that the punchline. They got to have a punchline there somewhere when they talk about somebody.
Dick Clark, how you have inspired us over the years, and now you are dead. Dead to us and dead to everyone else, for your eyes are no longer open. Your heart is no longer beating. Your blood is no longer flowing through your veins. Your ocular orbs are no longer taking in light, for you are dead.
Or they just say something like, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark is dead.
No, or they'll just say, Dick Clark spun his last hit. You know, something like that.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Peter G. And sorry, you were not the first one. So what I was going to say is, since we had 2 weeks, I'm willing to put this poll up on our Google Plus page and get people to vote here. I have gotten to the point now that I'm getting a little bit itchy about getting an answer. I have been instrumentless since I've moved. I don't know if you
know. Oh, I was wondering what this topic was.
Right, because my keyboard, I used to play my little electronic keyboard all the time, and occasionally I'd make cute little songs for the show or whatever, and I would do that on the little keyboard, and it broke during one of the moves in South Carolina, and I never replaced it, and, I ended up throwing it away when we moved up here, because I didn't want to pay to move a broken keyboard, because that's stupid. So I've gotten to the point now that I'm like, you know what, in the course of my life, I have played the synthesizer, right? So I can't read bass clef. I only read treble clef because I played trumpet and guitar in high school. Oh, excuse me. So I'm now at a point I need to buy a new. No, I was by burped.
I know. What was that?
Oh, what was it? It was Diet Coke. So I need to decide whether I'm going to buy a new keyboard, aka a new synthesizer, or a guitar or a trumpet. So those are my three choices. I want to either buy a synthesizer or a guitar or a trumpet, and I don't know which one to buy yet. To get back into playing some music. Now, see, here's the benefits of it. So if I buy a guitar, right, then that's a little acoustic guitar. We could do some, cool little acoustic guitar stuff. We could be like the next Flat 29.
Right.
Because your other little show that you do.
Whoa. Sorry.
Because your other little show that you do on the YouTube, you sang. So we could do a little singing number, right? We could do DI Plus the musical.
You listen to that?
I always listen to you. So we do DI Plus the musical, right? We could do that with the synthesizer. But if I got a trumpet, we could do a trumpet duet in Vegas this year.
Well, you know what I'm going to select, because I am a trumpet player. For anyone who didn't know that, I actively play the trumpet. I mean, I don't know how you would inactively play the trumpet, but yes. So right. You know what my choice would be.
Right.
My
problem there is I don't know where I would practice because
Well, it is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, where would you actually play? Like, where would you use this skill? You'd have to join some type of orchestra or something.
Well, or a jazz band, because we're up in the Northeast. We have lots of little jazz trios and stuff up here.
You could start a gay jazz band.
Yeah, they'll start a little. I'm sure there's plenty of gay jazz. I could play Birdland or something. That was always a good one to play. Did you ever play that one?
Yes, I did. Isn't it? Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum,
yeah.
Ba-dum-bum,
ba-dum-bum. Yeah. So you can play Birdland. You could play, what was the other one that was?
My favorite one is In the Mood, though.
Okay.
But the trumpets only go during that one. They only go bum 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 bum.
You know what? It's so great to hear you do it. It's almost like being there to have you.
That's what they do. Well, I think you should definitely put up that poll. No one is going to select trumpet. Wow, where did you get that recording of me?
I
didn't even know I was recording that when I was playing it.
All right, so I'm going to put a poll up, and although it's interesting to me to do the trumpet, I would like to do the trumpet because I haven't played the trumpet since high school. I don't think Robert would put up with it. So really, the choices really are guitar or synthesis.
Oh, you're going to just knock trumpet out of the running? Well,
all right. No, I'll put the trumpet back in. You know what I would like to see is
what you need to do is put a more obnoxious instrument than trumpet in there,
right? An oboe,
yeah. Or well, no, because oboe is kind of quiet. Put like tuba or like cymbals, or something
horn.
Like that.
I would
that.
Like to play the French horn,
and and then you could say to Robert, "Well, Robert, there were lots more obnoxious choices.
They could have chosen the sousaphone,
right? They most certainly could have."
Oh, I've lost my thing and I don't know where it's at. Wow, this show is just that hurt my ears. By the way, do I sound less buzzy tonight? I hope I do. Let's see, celebrity death call here. Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to let you know that an ancient person has passed away. No, it's not Vera Charles. It's Betty White. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not Betty White.
And it's not
Betty. Oh, it's Pudding McNoodle.
It's that shana-na-na, shana-na-na-na, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
Yes.
Dick Clark.
Although, I thought he'd been dead for years. I'm gonna go to the winner's circle and play one last round of the $10,000 pyramid.
Oh, your heart is not beating. Your skin is no longer tan in the sunlight.
What Adam needs for the mittens countdown is the... $10,000 pyramid clock.
Right.
Yes, Big Buddy, why don't you send that to him?
Why don't you send it to him?
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Did he send it to you?
No, he didn't. But now, this is the $100,000 pyramid. I'm not sure the difference between the $10,000 and the $100,000.
The difference is, back in Fatty's day, $10,000 was a lot of money.
Because they had so many different versions of that show. I think by the end, they had the $1 million pyramid. I'm almost positive.
They did. It's the $1 million pyramid. But unfortunately, what Fatty gets and all of that is just the poopy tuba.
But I loved, by the way, I love old game shows, and I loved that show. I watched it a lot on like Game Show Network. I mean, now I don't think they play anything good anymore. But
You know what I think we should do? We should come up with some pricing games to play in Vegas this year and get Fatty and Wes to come on DX Plus as contestants.
I've wanted us to play games on our show, but with only two of us, there's no third person to ask questions, so it doesn't work. But I love game shows.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much, Big Fatty. Or Poodle McNoodle, as the case may be. I'm not really sure which one that was. But so, that's
yes,
what it was.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
So did anyone send in the thing that I asked for, the clipping of the Big Fatty show that nobody sent
no.
that in?
No one does what we ask. You did it again.
What did I do again?
We have a countdown to mittens on there, and you always start the technology segment.
Well, you just played the 100,000 peso pyramid.
Well, I can play it again. No, so
my cat's name is Mittens.
Wow, now I lost the. Oh shoot, where's our page? Hold on.
My cat's name is Mittens.
So as of right now, it's 56 days, 21 hours, 13 minutes, and 22 seconds.
Wow, that is amazing. That is absolutely...
Now, I do have to say, though, some of you can have some sympathy for me because there is a chance that Mittens will be...
We're not going to go. No, that's just going to bring the entire show down. No.
Okay, well, I guess I won't then. 56 days. 56 days, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent. 56 days. And now can I do the thing
yes,
that I'm
going to
do?
Yes, you can. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom
it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it. That should end any kind of like speculation out there that we do all the sound shit in post. No, baby, we do this live.
We do it live.
That's how we roll.
Do it live.
So, Adam.
So, Daniel.
How are you?
You've asked me that like 10 times now.
I don't know what else to say.
I'm good, but I don't know what that has to do with the... I hear you got something.
I did. You know what I'm holding here in my hand?
Well, other than what you're holding in your hand, the other hand.
Can you hear this? Can you hear this?
Well, Daniel, not pull your underwear back up. The other hand. I hear some bells a-dingling, but can you... Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not a coupon. It is not a coupon. It is the new Galaxy Nexus.
I was going to say,
coincidentally, the sponsor of the show tonight.
With you shaking it, if we heard something, I think you should probably send it back.
Right, send it back. It's the new Galaxy Nexus, which has been out actually for 6 months as a Verizon exclusive. It is coming out this weekend on Sprint for the first time. I pre-ordered it. It arrived today, so a couple of days before it's going to be in the stores at Sprint. Also, someone who also got it was Lurie Dean. So Lurie Dean also got the exact same phone today sent to his place.
So is it everything you hoped and dreamed that it would be?
Yes, actually, I've been playing with Robert's phone.
Right.
I've been playing with Robert's, because Robert's on Verizon. So,
you've been playing with Robert's for quite some time.
Sure,
but
9 years now. But Robert got his Galaxy Nexus a couple of weeks ago, and I've been playing with it. And yeah, it's a really nice phone. I cannot say enough good things about it. It's got the ice cream sandwich 4.0. It's a Nexus phone, so it's got the stock Google no crappy overlays, whatever. You get the software updates immediately on it. It's dual core. It's very fast. It's very nice. The screen is gorgeous on it. And it's a great little thing. I don't want to say little because it's not little, but it's great. It's awesome. So I'm very happy. And the battery life is great, honestly. So I'm very happy with that. And so I got the Galaxy Nexus. So
well, congratulations.
Right. So here's the story.
Excellent.
Because there's always a story. Somebody at work said, I have a friend that works at Sprint, so you should call them, and they can get the phone for you, and I'll make sure that you get it in time and everything. So they gave me the number for their friend that works at Sprint, and I called up to Sprint, and I was, I want to pre-order the Galaxy Nexus, and the very first words out of their mouth were, is there a reason why you would want to go with that instead of the Galaxy S2? Now, if it hadn't have been a friend of someone at work, I would have just hung the phone up at that point in time. You know what I'm saying? I just, because this person clearly doesn't know anything about anything, and it was just, I would have. Hold on just 1 second. Hello?
Hi, guys. This is the Laughing Buddha calling the celebrity death phone number.
Yes.
And it's been reported that Dick Clark has died at the age of 82.
Oh, Dick Clark!
Do I mean something?
Your hair is no longer shiny.
Oh, he's not doing a soliloquy. Okay, good.
he just gave
thank
his
you,
age.
Laughing.
He yeah. died at the age of 82.
82, which I believe is, what, is that almost as old as Morgan Freeman? Or Morgan Fairchild.
Older.
Morgan Fairchild.
By 20 years.
Morgan Fairchild. So, yeah. So, thank you, Laughing Buddha. Laughing Buddha, as seen in person in the Dubious Intent audience in Vegas this past year. I'm just going to start, you know, referring to them that way. Anyway, so did you understand what I mean, though? It would be like going to a car lot and saying, you know, I'm really interested in buying that, you know, that Ford Taurus over there. Is there a reason why you wouldn't want this Fiesta instead?
Right.
It's just, you know, you walk out. You would basically go, is there someone else I can talk to? Because clearly you're a fucking moron.
Well, the S2 is just the previous version, kind of, right?
It is a year and a half old.
Okay. So it is a previous version.
It is a single core processor. It does not run Ice Cream Sandwich. And the on Sprint, it is running WiMAX, which they are discontinuing this year, later this year, because they're switching over to LTE. So her question was basically like, is there a reason why you wouldn't buy this phone that we're obsoleting instead? So I calmly said to her, no, this is the new Galaxy Nexus. Maybe you haven't heard. It's, you know, the new one with the dual core and the bigger screen and oh, okay. Well, yeah, absolutely. Let me get your information here and blah, blah, blah. I've got three people here with me, and so I'm going to have to call you back. Let me call you back. And then she never called back. And that pisses me off when people don't call me back. So I was sweating it because this was the very first day that it was available for pre-order. And I could go on the internet and pre-order it, but I could call this person and I was waiting.
Right.
She never called back. So I had my friend at work basically, you know, like, can you call her or text her or something? Because she hasn't called me back and this is making me very nervous. And she still didn't bother to call me back. She never called me back. She basically relayed to me through my friend at work, we can't pre-order them yet. They won't be in until Sunday, so I couldn't possibly get it until Monday. And I was just like, I can pre-order it on the internet. What the fuck is she talking about? So I ran to the internet and pre-ordered it. And so I almost didn't get it because of this person.
You ran to the internet?
I did. I ran to the internet.
Where exactly did you run to the internet? Where is the internet located?
I ran to the local link up to the internet to the local internet cafe here.
Would that be a phone booth?
It was like a phone booth.
Yeah.
Kind of like Superman.
Wow, the phone is just ringing off the hook tonight.
There's people trying to get on the internet as well. It is there through the phone booth. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Larry, also known as the Cheese Fudge.
Uh-huh.
I just want to let you know that Dick Clark has apparently died today.
Yes.
No more New Year's Rockin' Eats for him.
Right.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, or there was a Sashura there.
See, now we know which camp Larry Q-Sledge falls in. He falls in the he's looking for a punchline camp.
Right. Well, right. And he threw that Sashura there in the middle. It's just like a bunch of, I don't know, the truncate silence thing might catch it and take it out. But basically, there was like this big pause. Like it was a pregnant pause in the middle of his phone call. Anyway, that is Larry, a.k.a. Q-Sledge, who you from the in live in-person studio audience in Vegas.
You know, what happens if a pause has a miscarriage?
Then it becomes a Republican. I don't know.
Well, people always say pregnant pause. Well, you know, I don't know. My pause is a virgin. I don't know how it became pregnant.
Your pause, sir, is a slut.
My pause, I will have you know.
Your pause is a slut.
Oh, Lord.
I have lost Trello. I don't know where it's at. All right, so I was done doing that. So I don't know if I want to talk about this next thing here or...
Well, you can talk about it next week.
I could talk about it next week. Did you? Why don't you ask your? Let's switch that with the JavaScript thing.
So okay.
The JavaScript.
So I'm, and this is too geeky for this show probably. So I'm working on Mittens, and I are working on a JavaScript /HTML
His name is Mittens.
CSS project because he's part of him being away as he's taking classes to refresh his skills, and this is part of the class. And so
why
I thought.
Though?
And I thought being a lot of companies still use JavaScript on their web applications. But anyway, so I thought, you know,
Dark, this, baby.
This would be something that we could do together. We, you know, an interest that we both share, whatever. But we haven't. I started working on it and he started working on it separately. But later tonight or tomorrow, we're actually going to be working together. And I was thinking, how are we going to collaborate on programming and be doing stuff at the same time? You know, I'm using Notepad++ here and he'll be using something else. And I don't know. And, you know, yeah. I don't know if there is something like that.
Sure there is. It's called Google Hangout.
Well, yeah, but I mean, where we're actually editing a document that we can actually...
Right, so you'll have to bring the document that you want to cut what you wrote, paste it into a Google Docs, right? And
right.
You can both work on the same Google Doc at the same time while you're in Hangout, and then you can share the screen back and forth.
True, but we can't run it from there, so I would have to cut that text back out of there,
then
put it into
share,
a...
No, then you share your screen with it running. You run it, share your screen.
But he can't make changes on my screen. He can only view my screen, right?
Yeah, but you can share that. You can copy and paste the code and then compile it and run it.
Yeah, so that was just, I mean, that's just a little...
The other thing you could do is you could do a GoToMeeting. If you've never signed up for it before, you could do the free 30-day trial on that. That will allow you to both take control of the same machine.
Yeah, I have signed up for that before, but there is a free service, but it's so slow, called LogMeIn, and they have a paid version as well, which I assume they remove the slowness. That's what you're paying for. But
I would go with the go to my PC or something or go to because it's I paid like $9.99 for that 1 month of it while we were in Vegas, so that I could handle the posting up to the website of our recordings and stuff.
So anyway, I will be.
I'm so sorry. So ask your JavaScript question, please.
That was it.
Oh well, what was the question? I missed the question totally.
I said, "What can we use to collaborate?"
Oh, what can we use to collaborate? Oh, okay. Well, that was the question.
I'm not going to go into.
I thought I was interrupting you.
No. I'm not going to go into detail asking you.
I thought you were going to ask like, well, I got a Dropbox on the screen and it's got a variable name that I need to access, but I need to get to the text piece of it, not the value.
I asked you that before the show. I wasn't going to ask coding questions in the middle of the show.
Why didn't you just have him? I mean, he coded the page. Why didn't you just have him change the value?
Well, I could change it myself and then just say, hey, I changed it. But
right. Just
change
the value and then you wouldn't have to deal with that.
Moving on.
I'm just saying.
That's it. That was probably way too dorky of a conversation to have in our tech segment, but that was my question.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it,
Dick
write it,
cut
it,
Clark
it, save it, load it, check
is
it,
dead.
Rewrite it,
Dick
it, play
Clark
it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop
is
it,
dead.
Unzip it,
Dick
it, use
Clark
it, break it, fix it,
is dead. Dick Clark. The news.
Yeah, just extend that just a little bit longer. A woman caught smoking in a non-smoking area of Denver International Airport on Tuesday.
How dare she?
Responded by putting out her cigarette, pregnant pause,
and
taking off her clothes. Around 8:45 a.m. after being asked to extinguish her cigarette, the woman stripped naked in the B concourse, TMZ reported.
Is it really pertinent to the story as to what concourse she is?
Well, you know, I'm surprised they didn't tell her age and like where, you know, her address, where she's from, because they usually do that. You know, they'll say Holly Anderson, 43, of 5987, you know, Stone Way or whatever.
Stoned. So why did she take her...
Well, okay, so it says...
I don't have it up here. I should pull that up. Was she offering sex for chicken nuggets?
The woman told officers that she'd had no sleep the night before. The woman was taken in for a medical evaluation. No one was arrested, no one was hurt, and no report was filed, Lopez said. Police and paramedics responded, and the woman was ultimately transported to a local hospital. There are 4 smoking lounges. See, why do we need to know this? There are 4 smoking lounges at the airport.
Oh, thank God.
But wait, there. But yeah. there is no clothing optional area.
No clothing optional area. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, this is Moose calling the
yes.
That's fun.
Yes.
Dick Clark's dead. Bye.
Thank you, Moose. You know, Moose was in Vegas. Not coming to Vegas this year, though. Moose is not coming to Vegas this year.
Wow, so many people are not coming. Who's coming?
Oh, that's not...
Is it going to be you and I?
It's going to be just you and I.
Oh, my God, we thought of the same thing.
Just so, you and I. Just sharing our love together. But, I'm sorry, I got to give this for in the official...
Yeah, so just to reiterate, yes. According to the airport, there is no clothing optional area, nor are there plans to create one anytime soon.
All of that. And you thought I went a long way for my punchlines. I don't know where's that. Oh, wait.
So Barefoot and Bold Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin? Outran four hungry bears vying for the bird feeders hanging from his backyard porch, and won.
Is this like an annual competition or something? What state is this in?
It's Vermont. It's close to you, so I thought...
I should have known about this. This is our annual running of the mayor contest that we have.
He's the governor.
It's the annual running of the governor contest that we have up here, where we pit him up against four angry bears.
So he was in bed in his rented... Okay, how do you say? Is it Montpelier?
Were these actual... Were these, like, bears, as in, like, the four-legged kind? Or were these, like, really, hairy gay men?
Bears. No, they were the... I'm assuming they were actual...
Governor, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you a squirrel.
So how do you say? Nice. Is it Montpelier? Or
sure, we'll go with that.
Montpelier?
Whatever. Something we can call it.
Okay, home Wednesday night when he heard a ruckus... Because you know,
ruckus. That's what we have up here in the Northeast. We have ruckuses.
Yeah, ruckuses in his backyard. And when the 56-year-old Democratic leader looked, he spotted two adult bears.
Yes.
And two cubs trying to eat out of his bird feeders.
They were just gay men out there. There's a pie up there. Lift me higher.
Did he check?
I can smell it.
Did he check their age to see if they were cubs or not? Yes. They were trying to eat out of his bird feeder. He attempted to chase the bears away, but the animals kept coming back.
The animals! How dare they? That's racist or something to call them animals. They're just hairy men.
The bears were hungry and had just come out of hibernation.
Well, of course.
When the bears kept clawing at the feeders, Shumlin ran out barefoot to grab the dispensers in an attempt to stop the bears from eating, but one bear charged at him on the porch.
Really? Is his squirrel food that important to him? He can't let the poor... This food was meant for squirrels, not bears!
the governor was...
I was willing to give this food away to squirrels, not to you bears!
Well, who's the Russian president that works out and makes it a point to always have his shirt off in front
Vladimir
of cameras?
Putin.
So
yes,
this guy was just trying to show his virility, you know, to his... So he was able to run back into the kitchen with the feeders in hand and escape the hungry bandits.
All right, well, first of all, I think before that, let's get rid of that before we dispense with that story before we have it. Hello?
Hey, this is Brian from the Game Night Guys, and I'm just calling in to let you know that Dick Clark,
yes?
Beloved television
personality
and host of American Man's Fan,
your heart no longer beats. Your hair no longer shines.
You just trampled right over his soliloquy there, his monologue.
And host of American Man's Fan has unfortunately passed away. You're welcome. Bye.
Now,
it wasn't much of a soliloquy.
Another interesting thing I've noticed about these death phone calls is the varying ways in which people choose to say death or died. Passed away, is no longer with us.
His mortal soul has departed the... thank you for the call, Brian, by the way. I'm so sorry.
Even though you lost. A man recently took his girlfriend on a series of 8 dates over the course of 12 hours. At the end of this romantic journey, he proposed to her and she said yes. Why is this news?
Because
the fella live tweeted the whole thing. The man, whose name is Mike Dirksen, kicked things off on Friday.
Shouldn't his name be at Mike Dirksen?
By explaining, it's at MikeDurkSen.
It's at douchebag. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, this is Jim from Austin. Sorry,
yes.
I hung up earlier. Someone sat by my desk. Uh-huh. Dick Clark is dead.
Dick Clark is dead. So someone walked by your desk and you hung up the phone because you didn't want them to hear that you were saying.
Because
I can't let my coworkers hear that that Dick Clark is dead. They'll start a rumor. It'll incite panic in the office.
So this is Joe from Austin, not Joe from Dallas. Yes. So we have another Joe listener that we've never heard from.
You know, my middle name is Joe.
My first name is Joseph.
But my middle name is Joseph. Anyway, I think we've known that about each other before. But so thank you, Joe. I am so sorry. But I'm serious. Did you think that was going to like incite a riot in your office? Had someone heard you? Oh my God, Joe! Did you hear what Joe just said?
He's obviously a closet homosexual.
Joe just said that Dick Clark died. People would be leaving work early. It would, we must leave today. It's a very sad day. Dick Clark has died. We must leave. I'm trying to find the sad, the poopy sound, the sad do with it.
I don't know why you don't just have it at hand or at foot.
Because of the way the thing is set up. So here's my thing about this Twitter. I don't even care if you read the rest of the story. This is my thing. It would be really kind of a cool news story had this happened 2 years ago. But now this is so fucking passé. It's just kind of like saying, like, Joe proposed to his wife and then blogged about it on the internet. It's a series of connected machines across the planet that people can read and see photos that he has uploaded with his mobile device. It's just kind of like... It's just to pretend at this point in time, like Twitter is some thing that like he did that on Twitter. It's like, way to get to the story several years late.
Well, the sweet part is he of these 12 dates that had nothing to do with Twitter. He came up with little things that would mean something to them as a couple and had her get clues at each date of the 12. Anyway, that's it. That's it. That's all.
Excellent.
That's it.
Excellent. Oh, this is the part of the show where I'm supposed to play.
Well, you're supposed to end the news story first. And then play the song that
off
of Amazon.
I never have it sitting out on my desktop. It's over here on this one. It's your birthday. There we go. This is a Loretta Lynn.
That's correct.
I would just like to point out that in the South, it is not Loretta Lynn. It is Loretta Lynn.
Can I just say, I love that movie with Sissy Spacek in it.
I never saw
it. Called The Coal Miner's Daughter. It's so good.
I think there was like a made-for-TV version of it with like some lesser actress that I saw. But it was Loretta Lynn, which I believe she used to Crisco. Crisco, do you proud every time? Wasn't
something
that,
like that. I think so. Loretta Lynn, God bless her, she turned 77.
77, which is not quite as old. Well, it's a little bit older than Fairchild. Yeah. Freeman.
Something.
I've gotten so old that I can't remember how old I actually am. I'm Morgan Freeman.
All right. Here we go.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Loretta.
Loretta Lynn. Ooh. This is now you've played this one before. This is the theme to Bewitched. Bewitched.
Again.
She is a little witch.
One of my favorite shows.
Twinkle her little nose and everything will happen. Who was it last time? I think Andorra had her birthday last time, Agnes Moore.
Yes.
So this time, was it Elizabeth Montgomery?
It was.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Come on down. You're the next contestant. Elizabeth Montgomery is dead, but she would have been 79 young years old.
A little bit older than Morgan Freeman. The thing that, my favorite thing about Bewitched was when Nick at Night did the Bewitched replays. Did you ever see those?
Yeah.
Where they would take the first five shows of the original Bewitched with the original Darren, and then the first five shows of the season where they switched Darrens, which were basically the exact same stories, but with different actors. And so they basically just recycled the script wholesale, and so they played, Nick at Night would play them back to back, so you could see the little minor changes.
Oh, I don't know if I saw that, but I did used to watch Bewitched on Nick at Night.
because there was a, you know, there was a Dick Sargent version of he finds out that she's a witch. And then there's the Dick York version of he finds out that she's a witch when they get married. You know, there's the origin story for both of them. It was just really weird the way they did it. It was.
And so who is your favorite Darren?
The original Dick Sargent. No, Dick Sargent, the one in color.
See, I like the original Darren.
Dick York.
Yes.
In black and white.
Which one of them was gay? I think one of them was gay.
I think both of them were gay, actually.
All right, so...
I think the first one, I think Dick York.
Okay, here's our next one. Did he die? Is that why they replaced him, or...?
No, I think he wanted more money, and they were basically like, fuck you. Wow, really? You know, we should make a rule that the death phone calls can't interrupt the birthdays. Because, that's just wrong to have a death in the middle of a birthday segment. Hello.
Hey, boys. It's Boss Boy calling.
Boss Boy, hi.
I'm calling to inform you that Dick Clark is dead.
Yes.
Yep, the superstar Dick Clark has died.
Has died. Oh, Dick Bye. Clark, your eyes are no longer gleaming.
The superstar Dick
Boss
Clark.
Boy sounds, I'm sorry, I'm going to sound like a dirty old man here. Boss Boy sounds like he's like in his 20s and hot.
Well, Boss Boy, could you send us a photo to contact@dubiousintent.com? And if it's like the one that Chad sent us, it would be even better. Even though you didn't see that one. But imagine a pool table and socks. And that's it.
There you go.
So.
Anyway, Boss Boy, I have something for you. Here, let me find it here. There it is. So sorry. But thank you for calling. We do appreciate each and every call. All right, Noah, go ahead. Next birthday, please.
We do understand there are other shows that you could call. And we do appreciate that you've called our show today.
Don't make me laugh while I'm drinking. Tight.
Here we go.
Okay, so is this supposed to be the person that sings this song?
It's someone in the group.
All right, see, this is that weird like 2000 music that I don't know very well. I have no idea who that
is. Okay, the group is the Spice Girls.
Oh, so it's the Spice Girls.
Yep.
Is it Posh Spice? It's the only one I know.
Would that be Victoria Beckham?
Yes, that Why, is Victoria Beckham.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Victoria Beckham turned 38.
38, almost a little bit more than half of Morgan Freeman.
And If You Want to Be My Lover.
Yes.
I don't know the rest of it. You got to get with my friends or be my friend.
If you want to be my lover, you got to buy me stuff, I think is the gist of it.
You got to be David Beckham, I believe.
You got to bend it.
Anyway, so here we go. This next one is Happy Birthday, Victoria. So this next one is not a song, and you'll know that when you hear it. So here we go.
Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a song.
Not a song.
Infidel. You're a terrorist.
Yes.
I am a terrorist.
What kind of terrorist?
A terrifying terrorist. Are you scared?
Not really, no.
And no?
Sounds like you're a terrorist.
Not really, no.
Right, this has the sounds of a puppet.
It is?
Is it a puppeteer and a puppet?
It is.
Oh. Allah, damn it.
Hey, there's very few Silence. Puppeteers working.
I kill you.
I know that one. Because I have that. Wait, pause your thing. I have that one. That's on my soundboard. I always wondered where that came from. I'm about to find out, aren't I?
Well, yeah. So you don't know who that is?
Hold on.
Silence! I kill you!
All right. So there's very few professional puppeteers. So is it the Jeff Dunham?
It is.
Because I can't think of another professional puppeteer.
So this is Jeff Dunham performing with Ahmed, the dead terrorist.
Ah. You know, I saw Jeff Dunham in person like 20 years ago at a comedy club in South Florida.
I would love to go see one of his shows. I think he is so funny.
Peanut.
And I love, I hate Peanut. That is my least favorite.
That was his first one.
My favorite is Walter. which is the old man.
Yes, he was.
And like Ahmed. And I like the jalapeno on a steak.
Dude, I'm batting 1,000 tonight, aren't I? All right, good. All right, excellent. So, Jeff Dunham
turned 50.
50, that is 3/4 of a Morgan Freeman.
I don't think that's even correct, but happy birthday, Jeff Dunham. So here is the next one.
Recently, I've been troubled to hear comments made by former NBA All-Star Tim Hardaway, who said, I hate gay people. Let it be known,
this is
I don't
George
like
Takei.
Gay people.
That is correct.
I'm homophobic. Yeah.
Oh my. Is it George Takei's birthday?
It is.
Oh, well, happy birthday, George Takei.
I was going to play the Star Trek theme, and then I thought, you know, you'll recognize his voice, and I've used the Star Trek theme like five times.
And I was confused there because you didn't warn me that that one wasn't music.
Sorry. By the way,
I was trying to put it to a tune here. I was like, recently, I found out that basketball player, he didn't like me. He didn't like me.
He turned 75.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Oh, my.
Right. He's 8 years older than Morgan.
By the way, you keep playing that sound clip of Hermione.
Yes.
And I did not select her, but it was her birthday as well.
Oh, well. So, Akio Cake.
So, that she's not in the rundown, but I'll just mention that. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the next one. Here we go.
Back when I was a child.
Now, is this a song?
It is. This one would be a song.
Before life removed all the innocence.
All right, this sounds like a generic singer. Is this Peebo Bryson?
No.
Oh.
And dance with my mother and me. And then spin me.
Stupidest lyrics I've ever heard. I don't know who this is.
This person is dead.
Generic dead singer.
Luther Vandross.
Okay. Luther Vandross. Yeah, I know the name. I could like probably pick him out in a poster, but I don't think I knew his music.
Anyway, this was one of his famous songs before he died called Dance With My Father.
Happy death day.
And he would have been 61 years old.
61. Oh, 2 years younger than Morgan Fairchild.
All right. This song, and this is a song.
Freeman. Why do I can't get them out?
By the way, this song, which is a song.
It is a song. Thank you.
Has nothing to do with the United States.
Nothing to do with the United States. Okay, this is, if it has nothing to do with that, then it is God Save the Queen.
That would be correct.
Is it her birthday?
That would be correct.
It's the Queen's birthday. It's the Queen Mum's birthday.
No, not the Queen Mum. The Queen Mum is dead. Queen Elizabeth.
Who is the Queen Mum? I never understood that.
The Queen Mum is the Queen's mother, and the Queen's mother is dead. She died actually while I was living over there. They had a huge funeral. But anyway, Queen Elizabeth is turning 86.
86 years old. 12 years older than Morgan.
Or she will be 86 by the time this is released. Right. So,
well, happy birthday, Marm. Do they say that, Marm? Or
I don't know what they call her. Ma'am? I don't know what they call her.
I don't know. It always sounds.
Although you do not speak to the Queen unless she speaks to you.
Mom. James, Mom.
And our last birthday.
Oh, the last one! Meaning that I should have this queued up and ready.
Is okay, yes. This one.
How many people from the. You keep playing the same television
show.
That's
not true. I don't think I've played this one.
There's a time for love, there's a time for giving.
So take a chance and.
This is
a brand new life around the bend.
Oh, no, quit singing now. You're throwing me. I know this show. It's the one with Monroe in it.
At the end was you. There's a path you take and a path not taken.
So take a
I know this. I know this song. I know this show. I just can't think of the name of the show. It's
a brand new life. Brand new life, brand new life, a rap.
It's like I'm not going to get it by you pointing at me and a brand new life. Or what is it? I'm going to kick myself because I know the show. I just can't. If I saw the intro, I would know it.
I love these old 80s sitcoms.
Right. What was it?
The show is Who's the Boss?
Oh, who's it with Tony Danza and and the gay son and what's her name?
Oh, then maybe I did use this theme because the gay son had a birthday. Right. Okay, but it, yes. Then we know it wasn't him.
Okay, so it's Who's the Boss. So it must have been Scott Baio's birthday.
Scott Baio's not in that show.
Oh, it must have been... No, that was Charles in Charge.
You said the guy's
Tony
name.
Danza. It was Tony Danza's birthday.
Yes, it was Tony Danza.
Hold me close, young Tony Danza.
You know, and he's tried to have a career recently with like... A talk show and some other things.
Maybe he could be the Vons.
And he hasn't done so well. So yeah. I'm trying to find the Pride 48 birthday list and talk at the same time.
And you're not doing either very well.
So here we go. I think I found it. So yes, it was Tony Danza's birthday. And let me see how old he turned.
He turned.
Drum roll.
I got that now. I have a drum roll.
Do you?
I have one. Yes.
Tony Danza turned 61.
61 years old. 2 years younger than Morgan
Fairchild.
Than
Fairchild. Well, did you want to know the birthday, the Pride 48 birthday?
Now, why would you do that?
I told you I was looking for him, and then you played the thing. Gavin's
all right,
mom.
Yes, tell me.
Gavin's
what?
Mom.
Gavin's mom. Happy birthday, Gavin's mom.
Peter G.
Oh, that Peter G. Happy birthday, that Peter G.
And Musing Mark.
Musing Mark. Oh, yeah, from Canada.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry that I prematurely played the... Excellent. You know what? I'm just gonna clear this out. This is our last celebrity death call. Since we're already in the contact section, then we'll just go ahead and play this one.
Hi there, it's Turnerhead calling the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
To say the ball has dropped finally for the last time.
The ball
and good old
dropped.
Dick Clark has kicked the bucket.
Kicked the bucket. Oh,
so wait,
Dick Clark,
his balls.
Your heart.
His balls have dropped.
Your balls have dropped for the last time. The bucket has been kicked. You, sir, are dead.
Yes, thank you, Turniphead, and I'm so sorry.
See there? I mean, he falls in the camp. Turniphead falls in the camp of looking for the punchline.
Right. You make it sound like it's a bad thing. I mean, we like that.
No, by all means.
Because otherwise we get those calls where it's, not that we don't appreciate each and
I appreciate every call.
Each and every call that comes in. But we end up with these calls.
Dick Clark is dead.
Click. And we don't know who it is, and we don't know, maybe that's maybe that's minimal humor or something. I don't know what it
is. My cat's name is Mittens.
Ooh, maybe it was Mittens. All right, so the robot's asking me if I'm there. So thank you, Turniped, and I'm so sorry.
All right, so I don't know which.
And when I said that was the last one, I mean that was the last one that we had allocated for this show. Remember, if you didn't hear your call. Doesn't mean that we
if you joined us late in the program earlier.
If you're just now joining us, we're splitting the show into two.
So what contact are we going to do in this show?
I think we should just start right now, right here, with going straight down the line. We got an email from Mr. Michael Fine, a.k.a. the Good Humor Penguin, who writes, I am a new listener of your little show. I do enjoy listening to both you and you, Daniel, and Adam.
Now, wait.
I was.
You don't have to necessarily read this middle part.
Why?
Go ahead.
Maddie doesn't listen to us, does he?
Oh, I don't think so. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was never a fan of the Adam and Maddie show. I only listened once to the Adam and Maddie show, and Maddie was rude and crude, and he was not a nice person at all, especially if he did not know someone. And that's a fair criticism, because I used to get onto you guys all the time. Someone would show up in the chat room and you'd be like, who are you? Where are you from? I don't know you. Ah, fuck you. And I was just like, they're listeners. Let them.
I never did that.
Whatever. I am glad that you are now podcasting with Daniel. See, he says that to you. See, he likes you. I have seen your photos on Google Plus, Adam, and you are a cutie pie.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's all. Really, honestly, Michael, that's all you got to do. Just tell Adam.
Yes.
You can get whatever you want.
In fact.
Like, Adam, can I borrow $10? No. You're really cute. Okay, here's $10. the Good Humor Penguin will see both of you, Daniel and Adam, in Vegas in September for Pride 48. So there you go. See, you said that people are not coming to Pride 48. That is incorrect. Michael Fine will be at Pride 48 this year in Vegas. Big polar bear hugs to Daniel and Adam from the Good Humor Penguin, Michael Fine. Now, thank you very much, Michael.
Yes, thank you so much for listening, and I'm glad that you like this show. Right. We never announced
he
this.
He did send an earlier email before he found our contact email, and he said that he had a hard time with our intro because it's hard rock, you know, the heavy metal intro thing.
Oh. So,
I'm glad you got past the heavy metal intro.
Well, if he goes about 2 minutes in, he'll be past
right.
that.
Right, yeah. You and Wes Stone don't like the wailing guitars, that they call them.
So we ought to say this on every show between now and September 14th. For those listeners of the show who are not necessarily in the podcasting community, we do have a live event coming up on September 14th in Vegas.
September 14th through the 16th in the lovely little town of Las Vegas, Nevada. We will be at the Luxor Resort Casino this year doing this thing live with a bunch of other podcasters. So it's not just us. It's going to be a bunch of other podcasters.
Millions.
Doing our little shtick live in front of a studio audience that you can be a part of. It's absolutely free. Well, the trip to Vegas, you have to pay for that in your hotel room. But there's no admittance to, like, you don't have to pay admission at the door or anything. It's absolutely free. It's a hoot and a half. Everyone had a great time last year.
There was laughter. There were tears.
There was nakedness. There
all
were penises,
kinds of stuff. You know,
there were vaginas. There was.
So, do we have a code yet?
I don't know. We would have to talk to our manager,
okay.
Dr. Joey L. Booth.
If you're thinking about going and you aren't in the know, then email us and let us know that you're thinking about it. And when we have a code, we can give you a link or
when
a code.
We have a code. It will be on the Pride 48 site. I do not see it on the Cocktails and Cream Puff site now, and I certainly have not received it in my email, so I have not posted it on.
But there will be a discount code for getting a cheaper version of a room.
Correct. So. Correct. Also, apparently, if you go to cocktailsandcreampuffs.com, you can click on the little thing to buy a flesh jack. Never knew that. Anyway, it's kind of...
Yeah, any website that sells things, they will whore out.
Excellent.
They will.
We should get listed on there. Anyway, what's this? We have a phone call. Let's listen to it, shall we?
Well, hello, boys. Oh, darlings. I just wanted to send a message telling you how much I adore you. Oh, you're so fantastic.
Aww.
Okay, well, oh, it's Donna Sugars, by the way. I'm sure.
Oh, well, of course
know.
It's Donna Sugars. We knew that.
Oh, kisses, girls. Mwah. Love you, boys.
Wow.
Bye.
So she just called just to say how fabulous we were.
Yeah, you know, but you notice how she said kisses, girls, bye, boys?
I know.
Are we both?
She has some gender assignment problems.
I guess so.
But that's all right. You know, I respond.
You know, I just want to point out that we have not necessarily pointed this out, but Donna Sugars has her own podcast
does. Why don't we ever point that out?
Called Big Silly Homo. And you know what? It is a solo show, but it is fabulous. She does a really good job keeping you entertained being only one person.
Correct. You can find her at BigSillyHomo.com. Go check it out. And if you want to listen to our manager, Joey L. Boohacker III, and his little group of people on their tiny little show that they do, you can go over to CocktailsAndCreamPies.com.
That's my line. I think it's CocktailsAndCreamPuffs.com.
But you can go over there and check them out, their little tiny little show that they do, the Joey L. Boohacker III.
Don't we charge, when we mention another show, don't we charge some kind of advertising fee?
We will be sending out invoices.
Right.
That's all I'm trying to say right now. Oh, woo.
What kind of noise is that?
That's my computer. I hit backspace too many times. All right, I am trying to find something, and now I've completely forgotten what I'm trying to find. I popped open this other window because I wanted to see. Oh, I was going to go and see if we had any comments on our voicemail, on our website, and follow up on those. Let's see. Going here, zero comments, zero reactions. How about this show? Two comments and zero reaction. Let's see what the were here. I already read that one, and... All right, so I think this came in from Gravitas. I don't believe we've read this now. Dear Dubious Intent, I don't know what's worse, huffing gas or being embarrassed at newmrchina.com that the DI Plus code didn't work. The Asian lady said, "You crazy, I don't know what you talk about. No buffet for you. You leave store now." So, I guess Gravitas didn't know that our sponsor of the show is usually fake. In disbelief, except for the Galaxy Nexus, by the way, they're absolutely real. In disbelief, I drove home and listened to the past three podcasts, and DI Plus did not work in any of the businesses mentioned. This is false advertising, just like Moose P saying that he got you the gift card. I have the receipt to prove it. So a little smackdown here. So apparently Gravitas is claiming that the mystery Amazon gift card that I got for my birthday came from him and not Moose P, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I guess they're going to have to naked wrestle at Pride 48.
No, Moose isn't going to Pride 48.
Well, then Gravitas will have to naked wrestle with himself.
Yeah, glitter wrestle.
At Pride 48.
Glitter wrestle with himself.
Gravitas could naked wrestle with the other Asian podcaster person.
Right. The other, John Ong.
John Ong, yes.
Right, okay. I would like to speak to the supervisor. Oh, if you need to speak to the supervisor of this show, again, direct all inquiries to Joey L. Boohecker at cocktailsandcreampies.com. I'm reporting you two to the Better Business Bureau, iTunes, unlinking you on Facebook, blocking you on Twitter, and uncircling you on Google+. Don't care about any of those except the last one. I want my hour and a half back of my life. Okay. P.S. Mike Wallace was my Christian Child Fund sponsor when I was a starving orphan in Gaysia.
Oh.
I found that amusing. Okay, well, thank you, Gravitas. I clearly did not do just... What? You're just like, you've checked out. You've already given up. You, like, backed... you're like,
no, I was... Here. No, I was letting you read it. I don't want to step on you like you step on me all the time.
I don't even care what that was. Oh, I didn't even have to go to the website. It's right here on Trello, isn't it?
Oh, why don't we just screw making up some cockamamie scenario to, get into the, we should just say it.
Play it.
Huh?
Play it. Play the ending to the contact segment.
Oh,
we're done.
Oh,
play the
sorry.
Ending to the contact segment. 3, 2, 1, contact. You always forget to do that. You yell at me all the time, but you forget to do that.
I never know when the segment's over.
The segment is over when it's done.
Well, especially because we're having two shows, and
excuse after excuse.
It's not like we're going to get contact in the next 5 minutes to play on the next show.
We might. People might be calling in. They might have an urgent need to tell us something, some urgent missive that they need to tell us.
I'm going
to
tell you what people... Okay, so we're recording on a Friday evening. I know this is a little bit behind the curtain here.
Yes.
But most people, most gays, and I'm sure we have some straight listeners, but most people would be out, at clubs. They'd be out at clubs, swinging and dancing and doing things. And when I was in Dallas, that's what people would do. I mean, I don't know what people do around here, but that's what people. So I think our listeners are probably out doing that. They're not going to call us in the next 5 minutes.
They might.
But I want to tell them all, if you are in a club right now and you're listening, if you go in into the bathroom, this used to happen in Dallas a lot.
Well, you can't see this one coming.
Right? Well, so you need to go into the stall, and then you can raw dog it in the stall.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. And I think we've all learned a valuable lesson about how to name a show, or rather, how not to name a show. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. For those of you who are alphabetically challenged, you can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or just simply, direct yourself to http://www.dubiousintent.com. That is our universal resource locator that you can use with your web browsing device using the Hypertext Transport Protocol.
Would that be the World Wide Web?
It is. It's a collection of tubes, I hear.
Could they blog about it?
They can. They can blog about it. They could tweet about it. Don't tweet about it. Nobody does Twitter. Twitter is passe. Anyway, say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.